It was a dark and stormy night. The rain blew down in sheets and rolled off the dead man's face like tears. His hat lay upside down several feet away, collecting rainwater and flapping in the wind. Rapid bolts of lightning reflected in his wide open eyes. And the lightning enflashed the tombstones on and off, leaving the chalky names and dates in deep black. The hammer was still in his hand. The game was over and nobody won. It had been building for a long time, the argument, mostly around the bar at the Golden Pheasant. In a small town, a feud can last for months or even years. Nobody's going any place. But even for the people who know each other well, it can be hard to gauge how seriously and how personally the other guy may be taking the heat. These things can get out of hand. After all, it was just a discussion about religion, or spirituality, if you prefer. Andy, the bartender and owner, was an agnostic, so he was more like a referee. Four or five of the guys were steady churchgoers and liked to gang up on the lone atheist, Henry Peckham, a farmer with a few acres north of town. Henry always held his own, calling them pie-in-the-sky guys and things like that. He sneered at their Bible quotes. What kind of proof is that? The ravings of the ignorant primitives? He seemed to be the coolest head in the crowd. He could really get the churchies red in the face, and he enjoyed doing it. This Wednesday night, the whole debate took an unforeseen and fatal turn. It was the wager that did it. Hugh Turley, church deacon and local John Deere dealer, had it. He said, nobody dies an atheist. It's just opposed to pass the burden of proof to others. How about a little test? If Henry was a true believer, he would dare to go to the town graveyard. I mean, on this Halloween night, this Wednesday night, it was stormy. And exactly at midnight, pound a wooden cross into the ground and shout, there is no God. The other fellows took it more as a joke, and the laughter is what pushed Henry Peckham over the edge. He shouted, good! According to the TV weatherman, the storm was due to last all night tonight. Arrangements were made, and it was too late to back down. They watched Henry from the shelter of their trucks as he walked up Cemetery Hill in his long raincoat bellowing in the wind. The cross in his left hand and the hammer in his right. The hard rain sounded like sleet against the truck's cans. He stopped at the top of the rocks, and in silhouette they saw him check his watch. It was moving up to midnight. He looked back at the trucks and smiled. Then he got down on one knee, held the cross in place, and hit it squarely with the hammer several times, driving it solidly into the wet earth. He raised his head and shouted something they couldn't hear over the rain and the lightning. But they knew what it was. There is no God. As the atheist got up to leave, there was violent thunder and lightning. And something grabbed him. He tried to run, but he couldn't move. They were in no hurry to run up there, just to have Henry sit up and laugh at them for their foolishness. They sat and waited him out. They, after all, they could hold out longer in their trucks than he could in the rain. 15 or 20 long minutes passed before they opened the truck doors and got out. The rain was letting up, and the wet moonlight was backlighting the clouds. Henry Peckham was obviously dead as hell. A heart attack? Doc Emerson said. Odd, Henry had no history of heart trouble. He didn't know what grabbed him. It was just the cross that he accidentally pounded through the hem of his raincoat. It literally scared him to death. I wonder what in God's name an atheist would be afraid of. This Halloween night, the saga of Henry Peckham, written by Jack Blanchard. I'm Jerry Pippin. Happy Halloween.